Good morning. It's 9:04 live from the WUFT newsroom. I'm Alexa Lorenzo. Weeks after the Parkland school shooting, UF students turned gun control advocates are heading to the nation's capital. WUFT's Grace King is on a bus with some of those students and joins us live from just outside Fayetteville, North Carolina. Grace, good morning.
Good morning, Alexa.
How are you doing? How's the bus ride going? You're halfway there, right?
We are a little over halfway there. We just made a stop right outside Fayetteville, North Carolina, but we're hitting the road back now. Everyone's awake now, excited to go. And I'm actually here with two students on the bus, Maria Ferrero and Araceli Palaca. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
All right. So what are you looking forward to?
Well, we're looking forward to like marching together as a community and representing Parkland and Douglas and hopefully impacting, like making a change by changing the gun laws.
And what about you, Araceli?
Kind of the same. Like, we're here supporting Parkland and anyone else who's been affected by gun violence and hopefully to make a change.
All right, thank you so much. So we still have about 5 or 6 hours to go until we hit DC. Then once we get there, there's a benefit concert tonight that some people are heading to. And tomorrow we're heading to Capitol Hill early in the morning. And then the march actually starts around noon.
Incredible, Grace. I know we just heard from two students, but talk a little more about the atmosphere on the bus.
Right now, everyone's still a little bit sleepy. Everyone just kind of woke up when we stopped at the rest stop. But other than that, lots of excitement. Everyone's ready to go make their voices get heard.
Thank you very much, Grace. We look forward to hearing more from you throughout the weekend on social media.
You're welcome.
Have a great morning. Bye-bye. Thank you. That was Grace King reporting just outside of Fayetteville for us. Now, 2 years after a shooting that left one dead, residents at the Gainesville Majestic Oaks apartment complex are still feeling the effects. Three attorneys met in Alachua County Court to decide on the validity of compensation for damages brought on by law enforcement. One of the lawyers in attendance, Robert Rush, represents Shirley Johnson, whose apartment was shot into by members of both the Gainesville Police Department and the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. Rush says there was a better course of action that could have been taken.
Well, I think the least use of force necessary is always the best course of action, and, you know, lethal force is always tragic because you end up with somebody dead and that's the end of it.
The meeting concluded and no decision has been reached. Johnson's case remains open.